What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Chance. And guys, I am fired up. I'm fired up today. Jen, what's going on, girl? I'm fired up for the podcast. As we were just speaking about today's topic on live, I'm going to wake you guys up. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to wake anybody up that needs to hear this message. I am so sick. I am so sick of hearing from people that say, oh, Chance, I'm committed and I want to accomplish my goals and I want a six pack and I want to drop 30 pounds and I don't want this dad bod anymore and I'm committed. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to have the dream job and be in a great relationship and I want to be relentless. I want to be relentless, Chance. Like, teach me your ways. Okay. You want to know my ways? Fucking commit to yourself, man. Don't just fucking talk about it. You got to be willing to commit to your fucking goals. I'm sick of hearing this. I'm committed. I'm in. Let's do it. And then you back out at the last second. That's your fucking problem. Your whole life. And guys, this is to anyone that needs to hear this. You know who you are. If you're listening to this and you know your whole life you struggle with commitment, this message is for you. So I'm not trying to do this to step on anyone's toes. I'm not trying to get any hate from this video or from this podcast. But to anybody that needs to hear this, this message is for you. And I'm going to see people probably hop off live here, the people that don't want to necessarily hear it. They're afraid of the fucking truth. But guys, I don't run from the fucking truth anymore. I used to. My whole life I ran from the fucking truth. But now I'm at a point in my life to where I'm going to step in to my fear. I'm going to step in to what I need to be fucking told. And that's why I'm living the life that I want to live. That's why I created this community, because I know that there's millions of other men out there who struggle with the same fucking principles in life that I did for so long. I struggled with the fucking mindset to be relentless my entire life. My entire life I struggled with this, and that's why I was able to, over time, gain lean muscle mass and get the body of my dreams and feel confident and be okay with speaking in front of people, because I made the decision and I was committed enough to say enough is enough. No more. I'm sick of getting walked on. A lot of you guys might have seen my post yesterday on Instagram talking about when I was bullied. You know, I would get pushed into the fence and people would spit on me. And I got choked on the bus with wire headphones and gum spit at me. Like, and that's because I didn't fucking respect myself. I had no confidence from within. And that's because I never fucking committed to my goals. To what I wanted in life. And that's what a lot of you motherfuckers are not doing. And once again, guys, I'm sorry for the language, but I get fired up when I speak about stuff like this. I'm a very passionate person and I get it. I'm no Tony Robbins and I don't have a clean voice. And I've contemplated this, guys, before with getting online. Do I keep it clean? Do I keep it in the middle? Do I just go all in and be myself? And it's like, I'm just going to be myself. I'm not going to apologize for saying the word fuck or for offending anybody, because this is how I feel about this topic. And the best way for me to deliver this message is to be super fucking passionate about it and have a lot of energy and let you guys know that word fuck is just a word, and it's a way for me to communicate my message better to you guys. Because at the end of the day, I don't care. I don't care who I offend. I don't care if you don't like the word fuck. All I care about is that this message resonates with somebody. All I care about is that this message is going to be the message somebody needs to change their fucking life and to realize, holy shit, Chance just put me in my place. I need to commit. My whole life I've been struggling to commit to my fitness goals. My whole life I've been struggling to achieve the body and the mindset of my dreams, and I'm fucking sleeping on myself, man. My whole life. I mean, a lot of you guys, a lot of my clients, right? You guys are in your 20s, some of you in your 30s. So we're at a good point. We're still young enough to where we've had time to fuck up and we could still fuck up for another 5 to 10 years and still only be 30 or 40. There's so many people that are already in their 40s, 50s, and 60s that have wasted away their 20s and 30s. And what I'm trying to get you guys to understand is that I don't want you to be that person. I don't want you to be the dad in 20 years from now who's working the same 9-to-5 job in the same shitty relationship. You had a couple kids, and now they're learning from your bullshit, shitty mindset behavior to not commit to their goals. So now you're doing your children a disservice and doing them a disjustice. And it's disgraceful. And it should be, it's not the way you should live your fucking life. It is not the way you should live your life. And I know for damn sure there's millions and millions and millions of men out there that feel the same way of how I'm explaining the situation. And there are, guys, there's hundreds of millions of men that are put into that situation. They waste 30 years of their life, and they wake up one day realizing, holy shit, I just slept away, or I just worked away, or I just excused my way through the last 30 years because I didn't commit to myself. I didn't take that risk, right? Guys, my name's Chance. I'm all about risk. I'm all about taking a risk. And even for me, guys, even for somebody that was conceived in Las Vegas, right? Gambling capital of the world. Somebody that is named Chance for starting a family, taking a chance at a family, right? Like, it's all about taking risks. Even me, I'm a reserved, conservative type of a person. And it took my girlfriend to shake me and to wake me up and to let me know you are worthy and you do have a lot to offer the world. And that if you keep waiting, you're going to be 30 and then 35 and then 40, and you're still going to be working for your parents' roofing company, and you're going to fucking hate yourself. And then what kind of message is that going to send your kids? For them to be 16 years old and see that dad's super miserable, super unhappy. Yeah, he makes a lot of money, but he's very unhappy. And I don't want that for my kids. I don't want that for my family. I don't want that for my clients. I want my clients to be inspired by my fucking actions. I want to lead by example. I want to show you guys, look, if I can do it, you can do it. And that's the message. And that's what it takes to commit to your fucking goals. It takes leadership. It takes male leadership and encouragement and discipline. You got to be disciplined, guys. You have got to have some form of discipline in your daily actions. I just did a training on this in my Facebook community for my guys. I just did a free training on this on having a morning routine. When you have discipline, guys, when you have discipline, you are much more likely to conquer any goal you set for yourself. If you can be disciplined over a 90-day period and perform the same task day in and day out towards the same vision, the same goal, the same dream, you're going to fucking hit your goal. You're going to hit your goal as long as you stay disciplined. And that's what I need you guys to understand. You guys got to wake up. I want everybody to stand up. Or everybody stand up. I don't care what you're doing, unless you're driving, I understand. But I want everybody to stand the fuck up right now. Anybody, I see you guys. I know who's in here. Instagram, Facebook, I'm calling you guys out. Stand the fuck up. Everybody stand up. I want to see I'm up in the comments. I want to know who is following me right now. Who's with me? Who feels this energy? Who feels this limitless potential? I want to know who is up, baby. Come on. I'm up. Say I'm up. Esteban, what's going on, bro? Steven, Brandon, my man, my guys. Who are you guys up? Let's fucking go. Stand up. And I want you guys to do this because I want you to know that in life, sometimes that's what you have to do. You have to shake it off. Get out of your own fucking way. Get out of your own head. Stand up for what you believe in. Stand up for your goals. Why are you letting your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your husband or your teacher or your boss or your professor or your friends or your coworkers? Why are you letting them tell you what you can and can't do? Stand the fuck up. Stand up for your goals, man. You guys, your goals are super fucking important. And that's why I started this community, because I know there's so many men that sleep on their goals and that are not, they say they're committed, but they're not really committed. You say you want it, right? ET, right? I'm preaching ET right now. You say you want it, but you don't want it bad, right? You guys say that you want this goal. You say that you want this dream. You say that you want this life, but you don't want it bad. You got to want it bad. You got to want it so bad that it makes you want to cry, that it makes you want to do crazy things, and that makes you want to serve other people, and it makes you want to stand up and say, this is my life. This is what I believe in. Brendan, Steven, I'm talking to you guys right now, man. You guys are in my program. You took the oath. You took the oath of living the relentless life. This is not a 1 or 2 or 3 month thing, guys. This goes far beyond the program. This is a life commitment. This is a commitment to the rest of your life that you're going to be relentless and that you're not going to let anybody tell you who you're supposed to be. You know who you're supposed to be. Wake the fuck up. I'm not playing, guys. I'm not playing right now, man. I'm telling you guys right now. I'm telling you guys right now to anybody listening, to anybody that's engaged. We got people on Facebook. We got people on Instagram. You got to want it bad, man. You got to fucking want it bad. You guys have seen me get emotional. I'm feeling a little emotional right now. But that's because I want this bad. I want to grow and scale this company to over 100 fucking men. And then after that, I want 500 and then 1,000. I want it bad. Guys, I wake up every day in pain. I'm in pain every day of my fucking damn life. And I still show up because I want it bad, man. I'm committed. I don't care if there's 5 people on here. I don't care if there's 100. I don't care if there's not one person on here. I want it bad, man. I'm going to show up in rain or shine. I'm going to show up through the storms. I'm going to show up through adversity. I'm going to show up through God's challenges in life. I'm going to show up through it all. And when things are great, great. I'll embrace the greatness and I'll bask in it because I know that greatness, it won't last forever because life is about a bunch of mountain peaks and valleys, guys. That's what life's about. But you got to be willing to take that commitment and to know it's not going to be fucking easy. It's not going to be easy. Guys, I told you I was going to bring the fire today, man. I was feeling this limitlessness in my heart. My mentor went off on his live and he did something to me, guys. He did something to my mindset today. And I'm telling you guys right now, this energy that I have access to, you guys too, you have the same fucking potential. You have the same potential. You don't have to be a fitness coach. That's not what I'm telling you to do. That's not what I'm telling you to do. But what I'm telling you is that in order to have the body that you want, to have the mindset that you want, to live the life, the dream life, like we all have a dream, guys. That's the thing. Like we all have a dream, man. Everyone. As cliche as that sounds, we all have. Like if you could pick and design your life, you tell me right now, guys, that you would pick something different than what you're currently in. Would you not make a change to the certain situation that you're in? If you answer yes to that statement or to that question, and that you would make a change, if you could literally on paper write, Brendan Shabbat is 23 years old. He's working, you know, a 9-to-5, or you know, he currently doesn't have the body of his dreams, or you get my gist, right? If you could change that writing to Brendan Shabbat, 180 pounds, 10% body fat, never gives up, confident in front of people, making 6 figures a year, has the girl of his dreams, married with 2 kids. Like you would do that if you could do that. But the thing with life, guys, is you can't, that's not how life works. You have to put in the fucking work and you have to be strong. You've got to have a warrior mentality and through the adversities of life, you've got to have that want and desire enough to get through those adversities, to not give up. And that's what relentless is, guys. That's what relentless means to me. And that's what I'm trying to teach the guys in my community, what it's all about, what being relentless and living the relentless life is all about. It's about committing. And you, the day that you make that commitment, it's like the day you commit to Christ. You promise Christ or yourself that you will never be that person again. That person's dead and gone. And you commit to yourself that you will only focus on positive affirmations. You will only focus on things that are going to make you a better man. You will only focus on things that are going to allow you to provide and to protect your family, right? That is being relentless, guys. That is being relentless. So who the fuck, who is feeling after this message today that you want to get up and you want to fucking go all in? I want to know. I want to see a me. I want to see a couple me's in the comments. Who is feeling that this message of limitless energy and limitless potential got to you enough to where you said enough is enough? Coach Chance just woke me the fuck up and I'm ready to fucking change my life. I want to see me in the comments. I know Brendan, Steve, and a couple of my guys are in here right now. And you guys already made that commitment. You guys already raised your hand. You said, I'm fucking sick and tired, man. I'm ready. I'm all in, coach. Where do I sign? You guys said I'm all in and you're crushing the program. Steven, you're on almost phase 4. Brendan, you're coming up on phase 2, bro. I love to see it, Steven, bro. You are all in, man. We talk about this all the time. You're a leader in the community, dude. And the results are showing, bro. Like your confidence is through the roof. You're getting the physical results. Your mindset has drastically increased. You seem so much happier, right? Like, guys, these things can all be your reality, but you have to be willing to commit. Like what you guys don't understand is you're going to live the same day, especially once you're an adult, once you're out of college, you're out of school, and you're in a certain profession. Once you're in this I lived the same day, guys, with Galloway Roofing for three years straight. That's over 1,000 days. I lived the same day over and over and over and over and over again, right? I did the same thing, and it drove me fucking berserk because that's not the life I want to live. I want to live a life of serving others. I want to live a life of freedom. I want to live a life of having the body of my dreams and being able to go to the gym when I want and being able to determine what I get to do in my life, being able to determine that I get more than 2 paid vacation weeks per year, that I get to vacation whenever I want. Like, that's the life I want for Chance. Not saying it's the life for everybody, but for me, guys, that is the life I decided that I'm going to have based off of my affirmative fucking actions. And you guys have to apply the same principle to your fitness goals and to what you want with your body and with your mindset. You got to determine and make the decision that you're going to go all in, that you're going to commit to these goals. Because if you don't, guys, I'm sorry to say it, but the clock is fucking ticking. There, like I always say, guys, there's a hourglass that's flipped on its fucking head, and the sand is slowly trickling down that hourglass. Every day that goes by, another pebble passes through. Every day that goes by, another pebble passes through that hourglass. But it's your decision to be aware of this hourglass, to be aware that you too are human. I'm human. We have finite amount of time on this earth, meaning we're not infinite. We're not immortal. We will all die one day. We will all pass on. And you've got to be aware of this. You've got to be aware of death. I'm not scared of death, but what I'm scared of, guys, is that no matter when God decides it's my time, whether it's tomorrow, God forbid, or in 60 years from now, or whenever it is, that I failed myself, that I failed to go all in, that I wasted one day. If I wasted a day, and guys, don't get me wrong, like vacation and like you need a break, I get it. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But like, for me, I don't like wasting days. I don't like wasting days. Like, even if it's a day off, I'm going to go spend it with my girlfriend, or I'm going to spend it with my family, or I'm going to make memories. Like, that to me is not wasted time. Like, don't get what my message misconstrued with just working. I'm speaking about wasting time, because our time here is very, very, very limited. We don't know when our last day is. We don't know when our last breath is. So why the fuck do you keep waiting to commit to your fitness goals and commit to how you want to look, how you want to feel, how you want to perform? Because you don't know when your last day on this earth is. And until you get it through your thick fucking head that you are finite, that you are limited in regards to not your energy and potential, but in regards to your time, because time is the only resource human beings cannot get back. Time is the most valuable resource known to man. Until you understand that, you will continuously live the same fucking life and live in the same body that you currently live in. So, like I said, this message ain't for everybody. I'm going to offend some people. I get it. I totally understand. It's not for everybody. If you're comfortable, content, and happy with where you're at in life, that's awesome. So be it. That's great. You're in a good place, and many people are envious of that. But, however, if you are not that person, if you are the person that is not happy with your body and you want to fucking change, if you want to change and you want to feel good and you want to feel, God damn, I'm proud of myself, man. And every time you look in the mirror, you're like, I can't wait to go to the beach and take my shirt off. I can't wait to go and have my picture taken with my girl or with my family to show off my gains or show off my confidence. Like, if that's you, then this message is for you. Then this message, you need to take this message very seriously and not lightly, because you will be the guy in 20 years to wake up, open your eyes and be like, holy fuck, I'm 50. Where did the last 25 years go? I just wasted them. I just slept away and worked away my last 25 years without feeling good, without looking good, without being completely happy. That's who this message is for. That's who this message is for. Wake the fuck up, baby. Wake up. This is for anybody that needs this wake-up call. You guys are fucking limitless, baby. You have limitless potential, and you got limited time. So it's up to you what you decide what you're going to do with this message. It's up to you what you decide. You have to decide and make the decision for yourself if you're going to have the discipline and have the courage and have the audacity to want to say, fuck it, coach, I'm all in. Where do I fucking sign? I'm all in. What do I do? What's the next step? How do I become relentless? How do I become a better version of myself? Guys, I've taught myself these principles through years and years and years of work, not just in the gym, but on my mind, guys. I've invested countless thousands of hours on journaling, on reading, on listening to motivational speeches. Like, when you have that many hours vested into something, you start to become that thing. You start to become that person. The more you watch somebody, the more you become like them. The more you hang out with somebody, the more you become like them, right? That famous saying, hang out with 9 losers, you'll soon be the 10th. Hang out with 9 winners, you'll soon be the 10th. Same principle applies, guys. Start surrounding yourself with non-toxic, high energy, high vibration, positive minded motherfucking people, and you'll become positive minded. You'll become a positive motherfucker, and you'll start to see results in your life. And that's why we have this community. That's what the Relentless Life does to the men in the program. And that's why I have guys renewing their program. And that's why I have guys leaving or staying and not leaving, because they enjoy the experience. They enjoy the atmosphere. And it's an atmosphere, guys, that is crafting a specific mentality to live a life that my guys, my brother, I'm calling these guys my brothers because they are, my brothers know they deserve. Like ask Brendan or Steven, you guys fucking know this, bro. Like you guys both know this, Brendan and Steven, my two of my clients that are in this live right now. You guys know that I will do every single fucking thing in my power to make sure you guys get results, to make sure that you guys are killing it, that you're happy, that you're crushing it, that you have the motivation needed. And if something's wrong, I got your fucking back. The guys in the community, we got your fucking back. Starting to have guys communicate to each other, guys, without me involved in the program. And that to me is showing like, holy shit, I'm creating an atmosphere. I'm creating an environment. I'm creating a specific energy here. This is like something I've never experienced. And this, I only started this, guys, full time 6 to 8 weeks ago. So it's like, it's inspiring is what it is. It's very, very inspiring to be a part of this community. Very inspiring. And I wanted to get on here today, guys, and, you know, and talk about, you know, those guys, the guys in my community, the community, but then also guys being committed, because these guys are committed to the goals we set in the very beginning. Steven, bro, you were 167 or 68 pounds. Now you're creeping up to 176 in how many weeks? You're in phase 3, so like 10 weeks or so, 11 weeks, something like that. So dude, like that right there alone is like, that's everything, bro. Like you went from 167 to 176. Now you're a different person just from 9 pounds. Literally from 9 pounds, you feel like a completely different person. And people they underestimate the power of being a certain way, whether you're skinny and you want to gain weight or whether you're overweight and you want to lose weight. They underestimate the power of what you're going to feel like when you're 10 plus pounds, when you're 10 pounds heavier or 10 pounds lighter. Like it's easy to say like, oh yeah, like I'll probably feel this way, or, you know, I'll probably feel that way. And yeah, I'll be more happy. I'll maybe be more confident. Like it's easy to say those things, but to then actually live in that body, to live in that mindset is a completely different thing. Like you're a different person, Steven, you're a different person, bro. You're a completely different person. From when I spoke to you the very first phone call we had till now, 10 weeks later, you're a completely different person. And it inspires me to know like, holy fuck, like these guys are getting results and they're genuinely happy with the experience. Like that to me is like fucking everything. That's why I do what I do, because I'm no longer working for a company that I don't get to fill my cup up with, that I feel like I'm just literally kicking a tire down the road. And then I come over here and I'm like, wow, people are literally changing their life through their mindset and their bodies and motivation and confidence and all of this shit. And the trainings that we do, it's so cool. It's so fucking cool. So if you guys are somebody that is lacking the commitment, you need to go back and watch this fucking podcast. This is a podcast, guys, like I said, that is going to be one for the books, number 96. I have these every so often. I like to go off once a week. I like to get you guys to realize if you don't wake the fuck up, no one's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to save the person that is not willing to put in the work for themselves. You guys have to understand that. Like, why is Joe Schmo going to want to come and save you if you're not even wanting to save yourself? Like, does that make sense? Like, imagine, like, I just thought of this now. Like, think about this. Imagine, guys. So imagine you and your buddy Joe are on a hike, right, or something, and you slip. You slip on the hike going up a mountain or something, and there's a cliff right there. And you slip, and you start rolling down the cliff. You grab a rock. You lose your footing, right? I'm just thinking of this now. You lose your footing. Joe's up there. Hey, Chance. Hey, Steven, Brennan. You all right, man? No, dude. I can't walk. I can't get up. And if Brennan, Chance, Steven, whoever is the guy that's like this, I can't get up, doesn't have any desire to try to pull himself up and meet his friend Joe halfway, he's not the guy Joe. Why is Joe going to want to save Steve or Chance or Steve or Brennan if he's just like giving up? If I'm letting myself fall down the mountain, what is Joe going to want? Why is Joe going to want to save me if I'm just giving up on myself? Right? So you have to be willing to commit to yourself to show others like, look, I'm fucking all in. And maybe that other person might eventually want to help you, but they're sure as shit aren't going to help you guys if you don't actually want to change, if you don't actually want to commit to your goals, to your dreams, right? If you don't want to save your life, no one's going to want to help save you. So you have to go on this journey alone at first, and then eventually the right people are going to start to surround you. But you've got to attract it with the right mental energy and the right positive vibes. That's it, guys. That's all I have today. If you guys have any questions, you guys can put them in the comments. I'm going to go through the comments here. For the podcast, thank you guys so much for tuning in. This was a message you needed to hear. And you guys want to share it with somebody, you guys can always share the podcast. I really appreciate you guys doing that. And then also leave a review if this resonated with you, if it was the wake-up call that maybe you or somebody else needed. That review will definitely help us get to this message to as many people as possible. So thank you guys for the podcast listening so much for tuning in today. 96 guys, we're 4 from 100. We're going to be 100 on 100 next Wednesday. So I'm very excited. I'm going to have to think of a really cool topic for next Wednesday on episode 100. But much love, much respect. Stay freaking relentless. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Let's go.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of the Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.